Welcome back to What's the Point of the Midrash, where we take a look at a rabbinic text and offer suggestions to answer the question, what's the point of the Midrash? My name is Rabbi Josh Uter, and this week for Parshat Bo, we're going to talk about some of the unsung heroes in the narrative of the Exodus. Our Midrash this week is from Shmot Rabbah 16:1. And it begins with a citation of Job 12:12. Bishishim chokhma ve'orach yamim tevunah. Is not wisdom found among the aged? Does not long life bring understanding? The discussion of this midrash is particularly about the role of the Ziknei Yisrael, the elders of Israel, and their role in the Exodus. We read in Exodus 12:21, Vayikra Moshe lechol ziknei Yisrael, vayomer alehem, mishchu ukhu lachem tzon lemishpachotechem, v'shachatu ha-pasach. When Moses, gives the commandment to the people of Israel about the Paschal sacrifice, to take the lamb, etc., etc., it's not given directly to the people themselves, but rather it goes through the Ziknei Yisrael. It goes through the elders. And this actually works. In Exodus 12:28, we read, V'yelchu v'yasu v'nei Yisrael, kasher tziva Hashem et Moshe v'Aaron kenasu, that the Jews did exactly what Moshe and Aaron had commanded them to do, albeit through the communication, through the intermediary, if you will, of the Zekenim, of the elders of the Jewish people. The Midrash in Shmot Rabbah 16:1 asks, Lama zachu hazekenim shigalu Yisrael al yedehen? Why did the elders of the Jewish people merit that Israel be redeemed through their hands? Which itself, as a question, I think is fascinating, because in all of the time that I have been taught about the Exodus, the elders, the Zekenim, barely get any sort of a mention. Obviously, God, Moshe, Aaron take center stage. The Zekenim are usually overlooked. And here the Midrash phrases it explicitly in the form of a question that the redemption happened through these elders. The Midrash answers, Ela b'sha'ah sh'niglah HaKadosh Baruch Hu al Moshe b'sne, when God revealed himself to Moses by the burning bush, Amar lo, lech v'asafte et ziknei Yisrael. God told Moses, this is in Exodus 3:16, go and gather the elders of Israel. Kevan sheba Moshe, when Moshe came to collect them, miyad, immediately, we're told in Exodus 4:29, vayelech Moshe v'Aharon v'yasfu et kol ziknei b'nei Yisrael, that they went, they gathered, and they collected all of these elders of Israel to join with them. And then in Exodus 4:31, vayamein ha'am, the nation believed. The Midrash continues, Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, God said, Hareini porei lezekenim al sha'asu et Yisrael la'amin bishmi. I will reward the elders because they encouraged Israel, the Jewish people, to believe in me. The Midrash then refers to Exodus 3:13 that states, Vayomer Moshe Elokim, Hine Anochi Bal B'nei Yisrael. Moshe replies to God, I'm going to go to the Jewish people. Vamarti Lahem, and I'm going to tell them, Elokei Avotechem Shelachani Aleichem, that the God of your forefathers has sent me. Vamruli, and they're going to ask me, Mashemo, what's his name? Ma'omar Aleichem, what am I going to tell them? Moshe, in virtue of this question, is already anticipating that there may be some resistance or at least normal questioning of the Jewish people of him. But regardless, on that particular verse, the Midrash Kir continues, Ilu lo kiblu hazekenim et devarav shel Moshe, if the elders did not accept the words of Moses, Af kol Yisrael lo hayu mekabelim, then the entire Jewish people would not have accepted him. Ela hazekenim kibelu techila, the elders accepted Moses first, umashechu kol Yisrael acharehem, and they pulled the Jewish people after them. Ve'asu otan la'amin lishmo shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it was the elders who were responsible for getting the Jewish people to believe in God and God's name. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, af ani oseh lehem kavod. God says, I am going to do honor by them. Ve'yeh ge'ulat Yisrael al yedehen. And the redemption of Israel, of the Jewish people, will be through their hands. Shehiyu Yisrael shochatim pischehem al yedehem shel zekenim. That when the Jewish people will offer that first paschal sacrifice, they will do so through the hands of the zekenim, through the hands of these elders. And the Midrash concludes, Lefichach hakatuv mishabechan, therefore the Torah, the verse, praises them, Bishishim Chochma, with that reference from the book of Job, that there is wisdom amongst the aged men. Now we find many statements regarding giving honor to the elderly. The most obvious one that comes to my mind is Mipnei Seiva Takum from Leviticus 19:32, that you're supposed to rise or stand up in front of the elderly. And for a fun fact, one of the things that I very much appreciate about living in Israel is on buses, you will find Mipnei Seiva Takum, this biblical verse to stand up for the elderly, on public transportation as a way of reminding people to give up your seat for those who might need it more than you. The Midrash that we read correlates wisdom with age, or age with wisdom. This isn't necessarily always the case in rabbinic literature. In the Gemara in Kedushin 32b, we find on this verse, Mipnei Seiva Takum, that it doesn't apply to a zaken hashma'i, it doesn't apply to a simple elder, but rather, ein zaken ela chacham, that there's no elder except a sage. Or in the words of Rabbi Yossi Aglili, Ein zakein ela mi shekana chochma. Playing on a little pun of that word of zakein, two of the letters of zakein meaning old, you will find in kana meaning acquired. The term zakein only applies to someone who has wisdom. Still, despite this qualification, I think that what this midrash in Shmot Rabbah might be telling us is that even if we want to say that the special treatment is only applicable to elders who are wise, it's not uncommon in certain cultures, certainly not today, to dismiss the wisdom and expertise of those who are from an older generation. And I'm not saying that due to my age. It's that we always think that we know better than the people who came before us. And there may be certain elements of knowledge that people in a younger, more technically advanced generation might have, but there is a significant difference between knowledge and wisdom, between, say, collecting lots of data and lots of information and having the good sense of knowing what to do with it. In some cases, it's just a matter of being exposed to different possibilities, that the more life experience you have and the more people to whom you're exposed in the course of decades and decades of living, the more you understand, or the more that you can see how certain actions can have certain effects in one case and different effects in another case that someone else might not know simply because they never experienced that. And we find a few warnings in Torah itself, a few other places, in terms of what do you do when you're uncertain about something, turning to for answers. There was a concern of turning to Ovin Yudonim, various mediums and spiritists, or however you want to translate them. In the verse immediately preceding the commandment to rise and show honor and respect to your elderly, in Leviticus 19:31, we're told, Al tifnu el ha'ovot ve'el ha'yidonim, al tevakshu letama'avehem, ani Hashem lokechem. Do not turn to ghosts, do not inquire of spirits to be defiled by them. I am the Lord your God. Juxtaposed with the next statement about showing respect for your elders, I think in conjunction, it's a good lesson that when we look for wisdom or look for various insights, to whom do we turn? even today, my sense is people are far more likely to seek out various spiritualists to answers about the meaning of life, etc., hoping for some divine inspiration, revelation, or personal epiphany, rather than trying to learn from the collected wisdom of people who have lived and have had real life experiences and have seen possibly, if not more than us, but have seen a very different perspective of the world than us. And we're just very resistant, I think, as a society to ask them or to take them seriously. Again, either because we think we know better or we simply don't have that measure of respect for their wisdom or what they can bring to the table. The Midrash, I think, here reminds us that even in Torah, we've ignored the role of the Zakenim and the role that they played in getting Bnei Yisrael, getting the Jewish people to go along with things. As we know from the rest of the Bible, it doesn't really go that well for the Jewish people down the road, so you can imagine how stubborn they were. But it took their influence and it took their wisdom in order to get the Jewish people back on track. This was not something that Moses could do alone. And we may even be able to draw parallels between our Midrash of Moshe needing the help of the elders to disseminate his world and to convince people and get a national buy-in, with the help that Moshe needed later on in the desert when he was overwhelmed with judging a whole lot of cases. No one can do anything alone, and it's very easy again today to dismiss elders as being obsolete and out of touch. I think this Midrash not only reminds us of the importance and the wisdom of the Zakenim, of the elders, but the fact that it writes it as it does, and the fact that even in our own discussions, we kind of ignore the role that these Zakenim have played, even by the pshat, even by the plain texts of the Torah, that the Zakenim are called in to be active participants in the redemption narrative, and yet we just don't spend a whole lot of time talking about them, shows how much we are at risk of ignoring and just plain old forgetting about the elderly. And instead, here we have a Midrash that reminds us of the value and the importance that the Zakenim, the wisdom of the elders, can have on our society. In the case of the Jews of Egypt, were it not for the wisdom of the elders, we might not have left. And even if we, I guess, as a collective nation in our discussions of the Exodus, don't remember the Zakenim, don't remember the elders and their active role participation, the Midrash hasn't. That's my read, but always happy to hear your thoughts. If you have different ideas on what the point of this Midrash is, please hit me up. My Twitter handle is @JUter. I'm also on Facebook, or you can send me an email via my webpage at www.joshuter.com. Thank you very much for listening. Have a great week and a wonderful Shabbat.